today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
They were guided by a star that took them to Jesus, but we don't want that now. We're going backwards. Instead of having him, he's already here. He's in our hearts. We're now going searching for stars to find stuff. I believe we are the chosen for this time in human history. And being a chosen person or a chosen generation, it means you're being specifically selected.
Celebrating 30 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, The Chosen. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Psalm 24, verses 4 through 7.
Psalm 24, verse 7, 4 through 7 reads like this: Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall what? Receive the blessing of the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Hallelujah. This is the generation that seeks the Lord. And then Psalm 27, verse 4, one thing I have desired of the Lord that I will seek after. Come on, I'm focused. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all of the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to what? Inquire. I need to ask questions while I'm in here. I need to inquire in his temple. I need to come into the house of God and stop chesticating and drinking mint julep and bad mouthing other people and joking, and get to this altar and kneel. I like to see people come to the river this year and kneel at the altar before you do work. And let's inquire in his temple. And I believe God will shift our worship if we all dial in right. Can the church say amen? I want to share with you a series called First Watch 2026. First Watch 2026. Today's message is entitled The Chosen. Father, I give you praise for this word, and I thank you, Lord, for the chosen, those who you've selected, those that you've crowned, that you've preferred as the generation that will seek the Lord. And I give you glory and praise for giving me the opportunity to share your word with clarity and precision, for correction, for reproof, for instruction in righteousness, for exaltation, that the man and the woman of God will be thoroughly furnished, sanctified, and ready to do the work that you've called us to do. We have a brand new year ahead of us, Lord, but we need the cloud and we need the fire. We need the smoke. We need your blood. We need your spirit, Holy Ghost, to lead and guide us into all truth. We need to be serious. We need to minimize Saturday night play and maximize Sunday morning worship. So, Father, give us that heart to stop playing with our worship and with our hearts. Help us to release the vanity that pulls us away from you. And help us to stand in this place as we inquire in your temple about what's next. And we will give you praise for the first watch. The things that we would focus on, Lord, before we get started. So think through my mind. Speak through these lips of clay as an oracle, as a revealer of truth. For where there is no vision, your people will perish. But thank you for fresh, vibrant vision. And thank you for ears to hear, a mind to comprehend, for hearts to receive, and a spirit to contain your word. And we will give you praise and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It's okay. Come on, clap your hands. Our confession of faith is ready to go. Let's get ready for that. This is my Bible. It is the word of God. It is God speaking to me, producing life in those who will hear it. Come on. Come on. Yes. And hearing by the word of God. I choose to agree with the word of God, and I choose to disagree with any thought, condition, or circumstance contrary to the written or the spoken word of God. I am diligent to act upon what is revealed to me through the word of God, which abides in my spirit. My mind is renewed and ready to receive. There's too much life in me. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Your first confession of faith in the new year. The chosen. You are the chosen generation. You are the ones that God selected to manifest at this hour in human history. We are the ones that he's depending on. We are the ones that he's given the best technology to, the greatest education, the greatest resources that other generations never saw. We're the ones with the most knowledge, the best microphones, the best clothing, the best and most efficient vehicles, the most effective AC units. You're the ones, we're the ones with the greatest technology and phones and iPads. You're the ones that have the greatest eyeglasses, the best Q-tips ever, the best toilet tissue. You're the ones. Everybody else had to use Lee's, but you got... We're the ones that got carpet, inside plumbing. We're the ones with foundation, mechanical, electrical. We're the ones that have... roofing with engineering. We're the ones with the greatest highways, airplanes. We're the ones with the greatest diamonds. We're the ones that have the greatest money. We're the ones that have it all. And what are we going to do with it? Others had inferior material and they built New York with underground tunnels. They had vision. Others had dreams of flying or aerodynamics, and they took off and were able to go to the highest height. And now we're able to fly from New York or from Orlando all the way to Tel Aviv. We're the ones that produce in Savannah, Georgia, the Gulfstream. It's an airplane that is silent as it takes off. We're the ones that have what we call rigs, tractor trailers that can remove or move information and technology and goods and services from one state to the next. We're the ones with it all. What are we going to do with it when you had generations before us that were able to produce what we have today with inferior material? I decree and declare that God has a mandate on us to do something special. We must leave a legacy behind us that will blow the minds of our people, our leaders, our children, and their children's children as they grow up. When they come up, they're going to say, somebody shifted in 2026. Somebody did something so powerful, it left a legacy for us. We're not just going to enjoy the amenities of this season and time. We got to leave something in the area, something in the atmosphere, something on the ground that people will be able to touch, handle, and taste. Can the church say amen? Amen. Somebody thought about ketchup. And I'm enjoying it today. What recipes do you have that others will enjoy tomorrow? What creative ideas is still laying dormant in your soul that has never surfaced? What is your unforgiveness blocking? What is your idolatry blocking? What is your distance from the Lord, your compromise blocking from you producing in this era and in this time? What did you do yesterday to stop you from grabbing something that God has for you tomorrow? I believe we are the chosen generation. And we are the royal priesthood. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but the chosen are chosen for this particular time. I wasn't chosen for the time in which the Magi would follow Jesus or find him in the manger. I was chosen when a time where the Magi is more powerful than the manger. That people are going after Zodiac. The Zodiac of that time tried to find Jesus. They were guided by a star that took them to Jesus. But we don't want that now. We're going backwards. Instead of having him, he's already here. He's in our hearts. We're now going searching for stars to find stuff. I believe we are the chosen for this time in human history. And being a chosen person or chosen generation, it means you're being specifically selected. Specifically, corporately and individually by God for a unique purpose. I say an eternal purpose. First Peter aligns with Psalm 24 and Psalm 27. One thing I have desired of the Lord. Peter says, but you are a chosen generation. Chapter 2 and verse 9. You are a royal priesthood. You are a holy nation. His own special people. That you may proclaim the praises of him. New King James Version. Who hath called you out of darkness into a marvelous light. Let me just pull out that. He said you are a chosen generation, his own special people, a holy nation. And he's not talking about the nation of Israel here. The nation of Israel was chosen for the specific purpose of eventually producing the Christ child. This is why they were given the laws, 400 and some odd laws that a lot of church folk that don't understand it tried to implement and put it on church people today. Many of those laws were for the nation of Israel only. God is not telling us to keep the Sabbath holy. He was telling the nation of Israel to keep the Sabbath holy. The Sabbath today is Jesus. The day now is a person that you need to reverence and keep holy. Oh my God, in your soul and in your heart. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor, not to a day, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you Sabbath. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. And you will find rest, yes, rest for your souls. So the holy nation, or the special people that Peter is talking about, the royal priesthood, is not the Levitical. It is not Levi. That is the nation of Israel. But God says, I want a holy people that I graft out of the world. A people that I chose. A people that I called out. An ecclesia. I called you out of the masses and brought you here. That's why it just won't work when you try to tick to the tick, the top, and don't stop rocking out there in the streets. You're never going to make it out there because you've been chosen to be in here. So stop trying to fit. If you're a square, stop trying to squeeze into a circle. If you're a triangle, stop trying to squeeze into a square shape. And if God has made you into his image and after his likeness, why are you trying to fit in with them anyway? You were made different because you have a different mandate on your life. Out of the scripture in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9, a chosen generation, when I did research on that, is really a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, called to reflect the light that he has extended, or reflect his light, not to cast our own, to reflect his light. So the moon has no internal light. It only reflects the light of the sun. And even in our hemisphere, in our atmosphere, in our universe, we can't see every star. I have a telescope now that my wonderful, beautiful church blessed me with. And I'm so grateful because the telescope is designed to see the stars. And as I grow older, being born in Brevard County, one of the things that I'm grateful for, I won a contest in the third grade, I believe, and they selected me in my complex in Riverview Elementary to go and watch one of the launches. And so I was there and had my little, everybody had to have a brown bag and lunch, and I think my mom made me a ham and cheese sandwich. I believe it was ham and cheese. It was cut in half, and then she had it in a Ziploc bag and had a cookie and some juice. And it was in a brown bag, and she gave it to me and said, bye. So I went and got on the bus, and I went to Kennedy Space Center, and I stood there, and there was an alligator. I remember an alligator was swimming in the little canal. Not a little one. It was pretty big. And all of these kids, and I was one of them, saw the launch of a rocket. And I remember that. I remember that. And the power and the thrust and the sound of the rocket, which I believe was supposed to inspire vision in me. Not to leave and go and sit in the church where the man of God say, you're not supposed to dream. You're only supposed to dream of me. You're only supposed to think about what I'm doing. I don't believe God had me as a second grader to see something blast into the stars for me to go into a church where the man don't want us to have dreams, only to dream about him. I believe God wanted to. That's one of the greatest heists ever, is to take a dream from a child and design them to focus on leadership only. No, you should think about your life and where you want to go, because I believe I was a part of the chosen generation. Not to be abused spiritually. That's why I'm coming against abuse this year, big time. Spiritual abuse and natural. And if you're the kind of person who want to abuse kids, abuse folk, in the closet somewhere beating up women, man, you're going to get shot. Oh, my God. Preachers beating up their wives. You're going to get shot. And I'm going to call you a coward. Don't have me to preach the funeral. Any man could beat up his wife in the house and come in and act like they're okay. Beat up a man. Let's square off on a man. You can slap women and think you're okay. Glory to God. Let me calm down, man. Listen. Listen, man. Listen. That's not how we flow here. This is not how we do it. Man, we lift up our women. We open up the door for women. We help them up the step. I don't care what kind of attitude they got. Glory to God. God will work on the attitude. I'm going to work on that too. But we lift up our women. Listen, I believe God wanted me to go and watch that for me to dream. What about being an astronaut? What about learning those kinds of things and blasting off? Or what about being the difference between an astronaut and an astronomer is that one is in a place of safety and can see the stars. The other one takes a chance. Anybody can just look and gaze, but the astronaut has to take a chance. And I believe God wants some of us to blast off this year. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Say it with me. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And everybody in the 3, 2, 1 needs to start thinking about blasting off. Everybody in the 3, 2, 1. Come on, Eminem. Everybody in the 3, 2, 1 needs to start thinking about blasting off. And not sitting for years and decades stuck in religion, stuck in what we've done in the past, stuck in hurts, stuck in stuff that keeps us locked down when God wants us to lift from this place and to elevate from this place and go to a new level. Hallelujah. Why? Because you are the chosen. The royal, the holy, the special, to show forth the virtues of him who called you out of darkness into a marvelous, brilliant light. Glory to God. We need to reflect his light. And see, the moon doesn't have an eternal light. It only reflects. And we need to learn how to reflect his light and stop trying to shine ourselves. It's the light that he gave us. Everything else is inferior light. And the light shines in darkness. Whew, and the darkness cannot comprehend it. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and darkness cannot comprehend it. John chapter 1. In him was life, but that life was the light of men. And light shines in darkness, and darkness cannot comprehend it. And when you have light, darkness cannot comprehend you. That's why you won't fit in dark places. You can't hang out in clubs and think you're going to shine. That's why they will never let you join their groups and be a part of it. Because you have a light that you're reflecting. You'll never be right out there because darkness doesn't know how to handle you. It cannot comprehend light. Glory to God. And every time there's a brighter light, even lesser lights, thank you, Nick, even lesser light has to maneuver around it. That's why even with lights today, they have to really calibrate the light, because if there's one shining brighter, when the cameras pick it up, they can see a beam that's, instead of it being a part of the whole, you can see a beam shining brighter than the others. That's why they have to calibrate it the right way. And that's why people that want to be shining stars, that want to join the church, want to be shining stars, you want everybody to look at you. This is not your platform. You're not supposed to shine brighter than everybody else here. All of us should bring our light in and become a torch in the earth. That's why greatest singers shouldn't just be getting all of the praise and all of the fine women getting all of the prophecies. We need everybody to feel like you're a part of this house. Glory to God. That's why I'm eliminating black sheep in the name of Jesus. Anybody that's put in the back, anybody that's not preferred, God said, I want you on my team. Why? Because you are the chosen. Say, I am chosen. Glory to God. They may have not chose you, but God chose you. Let me tell you something, man. I like people that limp a little bit now. I like people that got a scar. I like people that don't have it all together. I like short-haired women. I like people that don't have it all. I like people that know who they are. I like what's happening. I like people that like to take off heels every morning and go barefoot. You know why? Because when God starts fixing you and putting stuff back on you right, you have an appreciation for worship. You don't just come in here and say, roll out the red carpet for me. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord than to dwell in the tents of the wicked. I'll preach myself happy. God ain't interested in what men are interested in. God has a way of working with the stuff that we think is mediocre, and God will put something on it, slap his luster on it, and then present it to the world and say, look what I've created. I like people, man, who've been there, done that, and went through hell and high water, and God is raising them up. You can join my team if you don't have it all together, but you got to be striving to get it together. Oh, my God, help me. Help me. Help me, Lord. Help me. And I really believe, since we are reflecting his light, it's implying the higher call of God. And there is a responsibility that we should carry as the chosen, a distinct identity to live what? Righteously. To spread his message that you are his chosen generation.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, The Chosen, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
The more time you invest in a marriage, the more valuable it becomes. Join the next Marriage Enrichment Hearts Intertwined Sessions on Saturday, January 17th at 7 p.m. in the sanctuary to discover ways to invest in your relationship and become more connected. Come early for refreshments and fellowship. Childcare is provided. Registration is open for the Believers Enrichment Spiritual Training Best Class. Sign up today using the TR app, website, or by scanning the QR code in the foyer. Classes will begin soon, so reserve your spot now. Discover God's purpose for you. Join the Driven Life course starting February 9th. Sign up via the TR app, website, or QR code in the foyer.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
The WWBC 1510 AM radio, the Christian voice of Brevard, has an official Facebook page. Check it out, like our posts, and leave a comment and follow us as well on WWBC 1510 AM radio.